requesting SPE monitoring.
Hey, do I have? Hey, GMH Mobile.
Good morning, GEWTW.
Hey, good morning, Brad. What's going on?
Oh, got a whole lot going on up here. It's cloudy outside for once, so it's different. I was just waking up, having some coffee, watching some YouTube.
Oh, you got clouds. Okay. Yeah, it's right in front of here. I'm, eastbound on 68 towards Tower to, do more radio PMs. And yesterday I discovered that, the center pin on my antenna for the work vehicle is no longer spring loaded. It seems to work okay on UHF, but VHF is just absolutely nothing unusable. So, using a portable now. It's a wonderful time.
Okay. Well, that could be an issue. Try spraying it down with some lube, cleaning it up, or is it completely broke?
I tried cleaning it yesterday, but the whole spring is just, there's no spring left. So, you can tip the antenna upside down, the pin falls in, you flip it the other direction and it falls down, and it doesn't really, if you press on it, it doesn't really make a good connection or anything. There's no resistance. It just kind of sits there.
Oh, yeah. It's all world. So, I guess it's time for a new antenna.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't really had this antenna for very long, so I'm kind of shocked that it broke already, but... anyway, maybe I can solder a new spring on it or something like that. I don't know. Or I just buy a new antenna. It was $40, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Well, working for a radio shop, I'm sure you have lots of antennas laying around.
Well, the problem is none of them are dual band. They're all single band. I have a dual band radio, so I've used the VHF antenna on UHF before, and it's not great.
No, probably not. So, oh, around here we just keep the one band apparently. So, but anywho. Oh, and there's not a whole lot going on. I was going to work on the wife's car today, so I'm just going to get motivated to do it.
The motivation for projects is a little bit more difficult sometimes. Anyway. Rolling into tower, so I gotta keep my eyes peeled on where I'm pulling into here. We'll catch you later. EFJW and 8DMH mobile. Portable mobile, I guess.
Sounds good. Have a safe travel. And 8DMH, KE8FJW.
KGAWF.
UIS Mobile, Vanderbilt. KC8QBX, KUIS, are you standing by?
W8BPC Mobile.
WARPM K8BYS, are you standing by?
KC8FJW, long term. KE8FJW monitoring.
9 KOP Mobile.
Okay, do I ask what happened?
What's going on, sir? How you doing?
Just up at 2-5, getting ready to head back home.
Copy that. I found another one of those 2500s. I haven't messed with it yet, but I'll get it out and get it tested for you.
All right. I just wanted to say hi. I'm getting ready to pull out of here. I gotta go grab my papers, so be careful out there.
Yeah, no worries. Travel safe. We'll talk to you later. Take DYS. 9KOP, mile.
All right, KDYS, standby. Okay, I'm back on the road here. KDYS, mobile.
KTAFGW, monitor 9AJD, monitor.
Good afternoon. There is a double.
Good afternoon. You have Dan here, KG9AJD.
Hey, Dan. How's everything down your way?
Oh, not bad. I just brought this radio along with me on the trip here just to see what's out there.
Oh, you're visiting. Okay, cool. Whereabouts are you?
Currently we're on the island, so we'll be here for the rest of the week, and then it's back to Indiana.
Very good. On the Mac Island, so. Oh, cool. Well, hopefully it's not too busy over there.
No, we kind of took June, and it actually does seem just a tad slower this year, which I'm not complaining. It makes for getting around a little easier.
Okay, they're doing something weird with ferry companies there. Well, I shouldn't say companies, there's just one now. So they kind of got a monopoly over, and now they're wanting to raise prices. It's a whole merry-go-round, so I'll see what, I don't know how much it is to get over there anymore.
Yeah, I think the adult tickets are $38 now, but the big thing is the parking. They've really raised the parking prices, and you're right, they'll have to work some things out.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, for like a week's stay, I can understand the paying for parking, but, you know, if you just go out for the day, why charge for just the day? It used to be free.
Oh, I agree. I remember when day parking was free and overnight was like $10. Those were the days.
Yeah, for sure. So, but, yeah, they didn't make it over there yet this year, but I'm sure we'll be there eventually.
Okay, yeah. Are you over in Mackinac City then?
Oh, no, I'm way up here in the Super. So there's a link repeater there. There's like, I don't know, almost a dozen of them. They're all linked in to each other, so.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah, that gets a lot of better coverage that way then. I like that.
Oh, yeah, so. You hear quite a few things. I think always from my house is Sioux Safe right here and over to Traverse City. I believe that's and everything in between. Pretty much the coverage.
Okay, yeah, I like that. It's neat how they can do that then. I think, I'm assuming I'm hitting the repeater in Mackinac City. It keeps saying it's the icebreaker repeater, so I think that's the one I'm hitting.
Do I have
that's mobile?
Yeah, you're on the 1-1. Yeah, it used to be on the icebreaker, but now they moved it over to the tower site there. So, it's up,
careful.
Yeah, so just outside with the youngest here, and she's climbing on the little tiny rope thing. So.
Okay, and I think there was a mobile station in there. This is a KE9-AJD. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's just Ryan here. We're southbound 75, just left Indian River, heading home. I believe you said your name's Dan, and top of the day to you, Brad. I haven't had a chance to get back to you. I heard you once, I think, when I was moving my truck, so... Yeah, we're heading home. We're finally on 75 south. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, very good, Ryan. Yeah, I heard you in there a few different times, but I was busy, so. But hey, it's a short day for you, so that's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to the feller on the island and welcome to the... to the area there. It's a nice day and good day to be out doing that stuff. You picked the right time. Okay. Yeah, I have a set of duplexers in my pickup that are going to Leota to go on a test bench. We're going to test out the repeater so before it goes officially on the air. So. Go ahead, man. I'm going to slide out of here. I just wanted to say hi to you guys, all right? KDUIS Mobile. We will catch you on the way back, maybe.
Oh, very good, Ryan. So, yep. 7-3, catch you later. And, yeah, let me know how that repeater turns out for you. Hey, you. Over to you, Dan, on the island there. So, very good. KE8FGWID.
All right, gentlemen. Yeah, thank you for the conversation. I'll have this monitoring for a while there. I'll get to doing a few things, probably listening, and have a fine afternoon. This is Dan, KE9AJT.
Sounds good, Dan. Yep. Enjoy the island today. So it's been a long time since I stayed overnight on the island. Maybe someday. Hey, you. 7-3. Maybe we'll hit him some other time. KE8FGW. Monitoring.
KBCW Mobile. KBCW, KDIS. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan, doing well. How about you, man?
Having a pretty good day today. We're heading home right now, so we had a successful day again.
Right on, man. That's great. I had a pretty good day, too. Knocked off early, and I'm on my way to the range.
Are you going to the gun range or the driving range?
The one that uses lead, not plastic.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you're gonna go put some holes in some paper, eh? Or metal, whatever they got there, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really... I've never been to a range. I just go out in the woods. But, yeah, that sounds like fun. It's a nice... It's perfect game for that, for sure.
Yeah, I've got a Western elk hunt that I'm going on in October, and I got to sharpen up my mid-range game. So, need to get confident about putting rounds in a elk's vitals out to 500 yards. So, that's the goal this summer is to work that up.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I'm a little jealous. I wish I was doing that. Yeah. Wow. What state are you going to?
last year I went on my first Western hunt. It was in Montana and was fully guided, very expensive, but we got to do some cowboy stuff every day, riding horses and, you know, going up and down creek beds and stalking through the mountains. It was a phenomenal experience. But this year we're going to Utah. I've got a buddy of mine who's been living out there for a few years and has been pounding the ground out there and has been successful on a few elk hunts in some areas he's familiar with. And he's invited us out to camp with him for a week and, you know, run around the mountains with him and hopefully get lucky. So that's our plan.
Well, that sounds very, very, very sweet. I have family that lives in Utah. My cousin's actually a state trooper out there, so. Well, that'll be cool. Even if you don't bag one, you'll still, it's still a beautiful state. Which, I like mountains. We live in a beautiful state here, but I love mountains and everything about them. I don't know why I haven't pulled the trigger and just went out there, but oh well. Yeah, I've been skiing in Utah and Park City, and my aunt lives in Park City, and I've stayed with her a few different times, and the first time I went out there was in 2002 when they were doing some Olympic games out there. I got to watch some of those, the Winter Games. That was pretty sweet. So yeah, I love Utah too. I have not been to Montana yet, though. I need to get out there, too. So, yeah, that's pretty sweet, man. That'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, my buddy out there is a really good dude who I used to be very close friends with when he lived here in Michigan. And that'll be nice for us to reconnect. He's a super fun guy. So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm the same as you, man. Mountains are my jam. I first got addicted to them 25 plus years ago when I did a lot of climbing in the Pacific Northwest on volcanoes out there, and had a job offer out that way, and unfortunately wasn't able to take advantage of it due to family obligations close to home. But my wife and I just got back from a vacation in Appalachia, so we're looking forward to relocating to someplace with mountains when we retire. So that's our plan. In the meantime, try to get out and play as much as possible.
Well, it sounds like you guys enjoy it and have a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. I need to get out and do more. I'm always stuck in this truck or doing something else. I'm cutting wood this weekend. Well, actually, I'm hauling wood. I got to haul firewood to my house. I'm using my buddy's dump truck, so I'm going to dump a few loads of wood so I'm good for winter. I won't even have to go out in the woods this year if I don't want to. I probably will a little bit, but so yeah, I'll be busy, and then oh well. But my daughter, when she gets older, we'll be able to go and do more. We're kind of stuck with that right now, dealing with sports and stuff. So boy, this guy must be really, really heavy. He's having a hard time. I'm going to have to slow down. He really wants to get around me.
Yeah, your transmission's getting a little bit choppy there, but I caught you a little bit better toward the end, so I'm not sure where you are in relation to the repeater you're trying to hit. But yeah, I know what your situation is, man. That stage in life, you got all kinds of obligations. Job takes up a lot of your time, and so does family. But I'll just say this, keep after it. Give it your all on both fronts, because it will return dividends for you down the road. And then when you're an older guy like me and you don't have as many responsibilities as you once did, kind of opens up some of that time that you've been wishing that you had. So, yeah, pay attention to your family, and they'll love you for it, and it'll be a good reward for you down the road.
Roger, roger. Well, that's good advice. Good advice. Yeah, I'm up and down the hills here on 75. We just crossed into Otsego County, so I try to do as much as I can, you know. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's enough, but that's sometimes the way it goes. Alright, well, you have fun at the range. I am going to crank up the jams here. I'm still making it in good. I should be, but it's hilly. I'm going to crank up the tunage, and we're going to rock this thing back home and get our stuff done. So, you have a wonderful time at the range. We'll catch you later. Good talking with you. K8BCWKDYS. I will be standing by listening.
Rock on, my friend. Keep the rubber side down. I will catch up with you later, K8BCW.
Was that you, Drake?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix the accident using really awful audio codec. I'm trying to make it not do that. The only codec allowed is ULAW, and it's not using it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're quite popular into the whatever repeater you're in. Okay, so. Yeah, the other night it sounded just fine on it, so, but now it's just changed. So, hard. Who knows?
All right, well, I'll back with you a little bit.
Here,
switch over to that one. I'll back
with
you in a minute.
Sounds good. Talk to you in a bit.
I'm used to why it's aiming this way. Anyway.
Oh, hey, you sound much better that time.
Yeah, I switched to the 1-9. I'm in Petoskey right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it still did good for Mac City, so it's still good distance.
Yeah, I'm hearing myself come through it after INT, because I can hear it here. And the audio still sounds like poo.
Oh, okay. So, well, I don't know, maybe a reboot would work.
You know, I'm going to press the reboot button and see if it fixes that.
Yeah, sometimes it's needed.
Yeah. All right, I will be right back. Thank you, Rick.
Well, I heard you in there. I don't know if it fixed it.
Well, audio on my end sounds better.
Hey, you did it fixed it, so sounds good.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to get back at it. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the rest of your workday. Friends, ready to take you 8FTW.
UAKSE testing.
Hi, you're sounding good. I missed the call sign, but yeah, you're sounding crystal clear in the repeater. KE8FJW.
This is Whiskey 8 Kilo Sugar Charlie, Tim in Lewiston, and I'm on the 146670, and I'm trying out a new microphone. I just had to buy a new microphone for this rig.
Oh, okay, well, good to meet you, Tim. Name here is Brad, way up here in the city. So, and 7-4 repeater, so very good, yeah. Yeah, you're sounding good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I dropped the mic and made it into a mush and bought one new one on eBay. You never really know. Anyways, thanks, W8KFC 73.
Okay, 73. KE8FJW.
WA8WFH, Madrid.
Mark, you're going to use
listen. Call anyway, right now, it's fine, but, you know, do you have to have another radio to listen to it? You do that downstate, you use a handheld. Downstate on your All-Star deal, you have to have another radio, you know, it, but yeah, whatever. I'm at Holy Lake.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me on this radio, this handheld?
I'm on 145. I'm rolling down the road here. Yeah, that's a simplex node, you know, so... If I'm using it for All-Star, the only people that can hear me on All-Star, if you're using that radio as a transmitter to transmit your signal out, then you're not going over All-Star. Now, for whatever reason, you got a bunch of humming there. It wasn't doing that just a bit ago. Yeah, if you're going to use that radio as a, like a base, then you'd want to disconnect everything from All-Star. Okie dokie. Yeah, I tried calling you, but you didn't answer.
KEAFTW monitoring.
KDIS, we're back at Claire.
Hey, BCW Mobile.
KE8F2W, monitoring.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters, the BarfNet, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net. On W8REJ, the name is Rob, net control station for this evening, and I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we'll start check-ins now with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-time stations only. If you're one of those, please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Brad, Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, short time.
Hey Brad, I got KF8, what's the rest? Okay Brad, what was your call sign again?
Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, KE8FJW.
Okay, thank you. I misheard it. So, okay, anyone else that's EchoLink station, mobile station, or a short timer station? If one of those, please call now.
This is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Name is Mike.
Okay, category please, EchoLink, mobile, or short time. Okay, WAPPC, Mike, are you short time or EchoLink?
Well, I'm All-Star, so sort of. I can stick around, WAPPC.
Okay, very good. Thanks for clearing that up for me. So, okay, we're going to start with general check-ins now. And if you'd come with your call sign and your name slowly, please, so I can write it down.
WNAP, Larry.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November. John.
KB8, SDJ, Bob.
Okay, we have, in addition to Brad and Mike, we have WNAP Larry, AB9NN John, KB8SVJ Bob. Anyone else like to join the net? Okay, good evening all. Not too much to report tonight on my end here other than we have had buckets of rain, and we really need it. So that's great. I have no problem with that. And one thing I want to say here real quick is I've owned a Works lawnmower for about the last 3 years, and I've had trouble with the cable that engages the motor when you start it up. So I called Works and said, hey, do you guys have a repair kit for this and the instruction manual to change it? And they said, nope, don't have one. They said, however, what we're going to do is we'll send you out a new one. So, anyway, that's customer service for you. So, and they told me they didn't want the old one back. They just, said use it however you can. So there you go. Anyway, that's what I've got going on here tonight. And we'll start with Brad, KE8FJW. Take it away and stand by Mike.
Good evening, everyone. And well, you got the buckets of the rain and a new lawnmower. So I think they pretty near go together. But anywho, it's called for rain today, but you know what? We got sunshine and passing clouds. That's all we had. So tomorrow, I think they're calling for a downpour. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to do a little bit of tower work. And that's what I did all morning. So, and wife was getting ready to go to market, and I watched the smallest one. So we played all afternoon, and got around dinner time, and I started making dinner, and then soon enough she came back home. So that's pretty much my whole day. So other than that, we'll say, going to head off to bed and say goodnight, KE8FQW.
All right, Brad, hey, thank you very much for taking the time to check in here, and we'll catch you sometime down the line here. Mike, WAVPC, take it away and stand by Larry.
Yeah, this is WAVPC down here in Royal Oak. Yeah, it's been raining all day today, off and on, and we're supposed to have a chance of severe weather. And we're just sitting here on Roku channel watching Emergency, Station 51. That brings back memories. So, not much else to say. I'll just turn it back to Net Control, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, are you one and done?
Yeah, you can sign me out, WAVPC.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. All right, let's see, WNAP Larry, and then standby John with no H.
Okay, Rob, WNREJ and the group, this is WNAP Larry from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla in northeast Manistee County. Well, it started raining this afternoon. Went into Manistee for a doctor's appointment at the oncologist to check on my leukemia. And my white blood cell count went up just a little bit. And my calcium level went up just a little bit. But the nurse practitioner said everything is looking good. So she wrote up the report, and I said, hey, I'm having consternation with the VA, because they said first my leukemia was at 100% disability. Now they're saying 0%, and so I got her to write not only the information on the doctor's report for today, but also she wrote a paragraph about my residuals, if you have it. So, okay. I'll be around. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, well, I hope you get the VA thing taken care of to your satisfaction. So, all right, John, AB9NN, take it away and stand by Bob.
Good evening, everybody on the BarfNet from John, AB9NN, in dreary, cloudy, rumbly Beulah, Michigan. And, yeah, just about 1 mile from downtown Beulah, and checking out my website at chasertool.xyz, and I'm looking at the, simultaneously looking at the satellite and radar and lightning map, as well as the overlay of the Storm Prediction Center risk profiles. And I'm seeing that we've got a good amount of lightning, but it looks like it's passing just to the south of us. Looks like Manistee might see some lightning, but looks like we're going to be okay. I think it's going to slide just to the south of us as it slides to the east, so that's a good thing. And we've gotten about, about 6/10 of an inch of rain so far this afternoon and this evening. So that's a good thing. And I always like to see good rains for the golf course. Cuts down on golfing traffic, but it sure helps with the keeping the grass growing, that's for sure. And you get those hot, long, dry spells, and that's not a good thing. We do have irrigation, but just not as good as a good soaking rain like we're going to get tonight and tomorrow. So got the day off today, got the day off tomorrow, and going to be mowing again on Friday, which is supposed to be a nice sunshiny day, so that should be a good thing. So not too much else going on, so I'll pass it back to Net Control from 89, and then John and Dewitt.
Okay, John, very good. Maybe you won't have to mow tomorrow, so, or whatever. Okay, we're moving to the bottom of the list here, the first time through. KP8SVJ, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
Good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there tonight? This is KP8SVJ. Yeah, I know it was dry, but it stopped raining any time. I got to mow my grass. I got to wait, you know, my mower, I got to wait till it dries up before I can mow. I can't wet, mow the wet grass. I get clumps and everything. So, I need to mow it. End of this month, June 26th and 28th, is amateur radio field day. I have not got the organized for Benzie County. Maybe a couple of individuals do something on their own, but there's nothing organized by the county. But I have been working with the folks at Cherryland, so Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. If anybody wants to stop in, participate, just look us over, whatever you want to do. We'd be more than happy to help us help you. Location is, you go 22 north from Traverse City towards Sutton's Bay, get close to Sutton's Bay, and there'll be signs. It's up in the cherry orchards. You gotta take a left, you gotta make a couple turns, and there's signs directing it. Fort Road, I don't know the exact address, but Fort Road off M22. Anybody wants to stop in, just for chit chat, whatever. I'm sure you're all experienced operators, but just if you want to stop in, come on, stop by. I think that's all I got for now. I'll come up with something for next round. KPA-SVJ.
Okay,
Okay, Bob, very good. Thanks for the information there about field day. And we are at the bottom of the list first time through. This is W8REJ, and this is the BARF Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. If you'd like to join our net here before we go back to the top, please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike. Ron Romeo, Oscar November.
Okay, got Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mary, is that right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, what's the name?
November.
I'm sorry, didn't catch the name. Say it again.
Name's Ron, short for Ronald.
Okay, Ron, very good. Got you. Is there anyone else that would like to check in before we go to the top?
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. Dave, via Echolink in Flushing, Michigan. I'm going to be an in and outer because I'm helping the wife with dinner, but I just wanted to get on here. I was on in May, and I'll be back again up there later on this summer, but I'll probably try to catch you guys on the Wednesday nets when I get a little more time. So Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. The name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And I'm in Flushing, Michigan, in 7-3 to everyone on the BARF net.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much for checking in. Is there anyone else that would like to check in before we go back to the top? Ron, hang on a minute. Okay, W8RPM, go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to the net. We're a fixed station here in kind of the middle of Sheboygan County. Also getting rain that we absolutely don't need. My yard is finally beginning to look like a yard, not like a lake, because the lake used to stop at the seawall, and as of April 18th, it stopped at the house. Not at the crawl space, but at the house. So definitely don't want any more rain here, but we're getting it, and the garden's happy. On the 674 Sheboygan repeater, which is not in Sheboygan, recently repaired, thanks to Drake and Adams. Noises are gone, back to using it regularly instead of using the 519 and Petoskey. But they're running flea power, about 5 watts outside stick, and just trying to get in a little bit of operating here before bed. So back to net. Good to hear a couple of you guys around. Figured I'd give you one more check-in. Nothing super important to contribute. Still kind of waiting for boating season and summer to start. Didn't get any rain here till probably after 6, enough for me to get the lawn done. So 73 all the way around if I'm not here, but I'm going to try to stick around. W8RPM.
Well, very good, Ron. Thanks for checking in, and we'll come back to you on the second go-around. All right. This is the BARF Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. We're going back to the top. And let's see, Brad is gone, Mike is gone. Larry, WN8P, take it away and stand by John.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, this is WN8P, and hello to everyone in the group. Well, the West Michigan Repeater Association, W8GJX will again be at Arcadia, Michigan. And I think this is the third year in a row, maybe the fourth year in a row. So anyway, we're going to be across the street from the church, I don't know what denomination it is, but anyway, it's in Arcadia. So it's out in the open, so anybody can drop by. I am presently trying to put together another audio interface kit. This will be the ninth one, with one more remaining. So that's the way that goes. This past weekend, I got into the KRRL VHF QSO party, as they call it, VHF contest, using my TS-890S transceiver, which covers 50 megahertz. However, I don't have my 6-meter beam put together yet and up in the air. So I used my GenFed half-wave antenna that covers 10 through 40 meters and has an 80-meter extension on it. And 6 meters was open on Saturday when the contest started at 2 p.m. It was open to the south, worked a few stations, and then on Sunday, after getting home from church, again about 2 o'clock, the band was open to the south again. And then, Sunday evening, the band was open to the east. I worked one station in western Massachusetts, and I think the other one was in northern New York, and I made a total of 14 contacts.
Node 5, 8, 3,
on Morse code, or
1,
CW, as
0,
it's called, and
time out.
So I put the circuit board, I did a circuit board, just stuck it in the base, and attached, actually it's a push-to-talk switch for an airplane. It's supposed to go on the spoke of the airplane wheel. But I got it here on my Astatic D104 microphone, and so that worked pretty good. I was really surprised. And let's see, there was a third item, but I forget what it is. And it's time to turn it back to you, Rob. Thank you for the net. 73, everybody. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, it's good to have you check in here, so we enjoy hearing about your projects. And let's see, John, AB9NN, take it away and stay my Bob.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the MarfNet this evening. And I tell you, we picked up a new dehumidifier the other day at Costco. Our dehumidifier had worn out after, I guess we probably had about 20 years into the use of it between ourselves and Jane's mother, and did famous work in our basement for years and years and years. I always had to empty the bucket on it, though, so the new dehumidifier, I am just tickled with it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is extremely electrically quiet. When it is running full blast and full dehumidifier function on, there is absolutely no electrical noise on my RTL-SDR radio dongle waterfalls, and I can't hear a thing from it, so that is really nice. Also, it's got a water pump function on it, and it's got a small white hose,
you just plug that into the bottom of the bucket and run the hose upwards into a sink and put the pump function on and leave it on, and when the bucket fills up, the pump kicks on and drains the water off of it and then turns the pump off. The other thing that's nice is it's got a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth activated cell phone app for both Android and Apple, and so we can be sitting upstairs and see what the humidity level is in the basement and see if it's running or not, see if the bucket's filling up or if it needs attention or if it's still running, all that type of stuff, as well as the room temperature. So very, very nice new unit that we've acquired, and tickled that it's electrically quiet. Our mini-split air conditioner, unfortunately, wipes out everything on RF when those things are running, but at least the dehumidifier is nice and electrically quiet. So if you need a good dehumidifier, boy, that's a good place to pick up a nice electrically quiet one. With that, back to net control for Maybe 9, and then John and Beulah. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, humidifiers, especially this time of year, are very important. We have one in our basement, and it we've got it hooked up to the, there's a little pump on the furnace, and we just ran the hose into that, and that shoots the water out into the sewer line. So I understand what you're doing there. So very good. Okay, Bob, KB8, SVJ, and standby, Ron.
Yeah, I do have a dehumidifier in my basement. Don't usually have a problem in the winter, but in the summer it gets really musky smelling. And just feels damp. So run dehumidifier, kind of clears that up. And also, hearing Larry talk about Field Day in Manistee County reminded me, you know, I went to Manistee Field Day one time, and they had a pretty good crowd there, too. So, but it is on the day of barf breakfast. So I won't be at barf breakfast again this year, this month, excuse me. And so, but don't let they keep everybody else away after breakfast, going up to Sutton Bay. There's something else I was going to come up with. There was something else. I forgot what it is now. But anyway, I know what it is. This Sunday is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Just kick back, take it easy, and enjoy your day. KB8FCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Thanks for the check-in. Thanks for the information about Field Day. And let's see, we are going down to Ron. W8RPM, take it away.
Okay, very good. Whiskey 8 Romeo, Papa Mike. It's good to see you guys here on a weeknight. It's definitely not a big crowd. I don't know how much you normally get, but it's funny. I want to keep saying Bay Area instead of Benzie Area, so I'll have to fix that. Anyhow, all right. Well, good hearing you guys, and maybe we'll try to be a little more regular here. Need to keep some activity up on weeknights. W8RPM73.
Very good, Ron. Thanks for the check-in, and we're here every Wednesday evening, so 8:30. So feel froggy and jump in sometime. All right, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, and we are at the bottom of the list the second time through. If there's anyone who'd like to join the net before I close it, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening, and we'll be here next Wednesday evening at 8:30 on the Crystal Mountain repeater. And in addition to this net, we meet for the bar breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in Downtown Honor at 9 a.m. And field day is this weekend, or I'm sorry, that weekend, so we will still go for breakfast. I'm hungry and I need to eat something. So, and then we'll decide if we're going to go somewhere. And I'd like to thank again everybody that checked in. I'll return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is WAREJ, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. 7-3-0, I'm clear. Thank you.